The president of the Korean Veterans Association came to Langley in July to visit a memorial marking a historic battle that involved Canadian forces, more than 70 years ago. Sang Tae Shin laid a wreath at the Gapyeong Stone Memorial, in Langley Township's Derek Doubleday Arboretum, alongside Langley Aldergrove MP Taeko Van Popta. The stone commemorates the 1951 Battle of Gapyeong, now known as Gapyeong, which took place between April 22 and 25, during the Korean War. Several units of Canadian, Australian, and New Zealand troops, backed up by a few American tanks, held a pass and blocked an advance by the Chinese People's Volunteer Army that threatened the South Korean capital, Seoul. The UN troops faced approximately 7-1 odds. It was one of a series of battles during that period in which small forces held back major advances long enough for the UN forces to form a new defensive line and prevent the capture of Seoul. About 700 Canadians from the Princess Patricia's Light Infantry fought in the battle, with 12 killed and 35 wounded during the fighting. To commemorate those who fought and died in the battle, the county of Gapyeong has partnered with communities in Canada to erect memorial stones, shipping boulders from near the site of the battle. Langley's was the first, but it has been followed by stones in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Brampton and Niagara Falls in Ontario, and Airdrie and Calgary in Alberta. Langley's memorial has been enhanced with a Korean-style garden, with members of the Arboretum and Botanical Society taking the lead on that project in recent years. After laying a wreath at the stone, Shin was given a tour of Langley Township Civic Facility by Councillor Michael Pratt. Michael Chong, a local businessman who has coordinated the placement of the stone, and serves as an honorary ambassador for Gapyeong County, said that Doug Hadley of the Aldergrove Legion and members of the local Korean-Canadian community also took part in the day's events. An annual ceremony is held at the stone every April to mark the battle's anniversary, with Canadian Forces veterans, as well as South Korean Forces veterans who have since immigrated to Canada, along with local dignitaries and students from Langley Secondary.